gentlemen, for his first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay, rarely do I ever say that an alternate is better than the one that was released.
Right.
But in this particular situation, I like that one better.
Do you?
I really do. I like the Jordan Ayers on this one. I like it better.
Okay, all right.
Just my humble opinion. You may totally disagree.
I do like it, but I like the original as well, so.
Well, I like the original, too. It's Elvis. How could I not? Welcome, everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
And, yeah, I picked that one. And that's what it's all about today. Not just Dan's pick. The pretty girl over here, she picked some of her favorite Elvis tunes today, too.
That's right.
We're calling this Dan and TL's Picks. But we didn't forget you guys, because we know what requests we get a lot. We know the songs that people tend to write, hey, I really like that, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
So we picked those songs, too.
Yeah, something for everybody.
Exactly. And we picked one or two that you just don't hear very often. Not even on this show.
Yeah.
I thought, well, now's the time to play them.
Yeah, there we go.
And we're also going to have lots of other good things on the show today. The 10 must-have Elvis albums, according to one group. What is the best soundtrack songs off of the soundtrack albums? We're going to talk about that.
All right.
You're going to talk about dancing a little bit. What Elvis songs are popular dance songs to dance to?
Mm-hmm.
And you can critique that one. I'll leave that one to you.
Okay.
And, of course, the story behind If I Can Dream.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little controversy about that song back in 1968. It involved a man with a cigar, and I'll leave it at that. But you're going to share that story today, and we're going to, of course, hear that song. And you're going to hear from Elvis himself and just all kinds of great Elvis music. That's what it's all about here on this here program, right, baby?
Yeah, that's right.
And what's that program called?
Blue Suede Connection.
If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not an endless trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water, I can't speak the sound that show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps, I can't remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in the silver singing river, there's beauty in the sunrise in the sky, but none of these and nothing else could match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not an endless trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
James, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Blue Spanish eyes,
teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, Cece, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
Elvis with a little Latin beat going on there,
Nice.
You don't realize, you know, as I've been going through the catalogs, you know, of Elvis music, re-recording music and doing stuff, putting it together, he did a lot of songs with that Spanish feel to them.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
You know, just take out the Fun in Acapulco soundtrack. Don't even count that. Mm-hmm. But you go back to the 60s and the early 60s and throughout the 70s, he did have that Spanish guitar and this and that.
Yeah, he was always playing around with different instruments and different beats. And he was very brave, you know, to try different things. I guess because he knew he could.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had a great band that, you know, those guys just turned on their Spanish.
Yeah, out of the blue.
Yeah. Next week, you tell them to turn on their European, they'll turn it on or whatever.
They're German.
They're German, yeah. They could just do it. When you've got such a dynamic entertainer as Elvis, and you've got equally good musicians behind you, you're unstoppable.
Yeah.
And you really are. And it's just amazing how it all just came together in these sessions with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, TL and I picked a lot of these songs today. They're songs that we particularly liked, and we tried to pick songs that we know that you folks out there like, but we'd like to hear it from you. We'd like to hear your Elvis stories. We'd like to hear your favorite songs. We'd like to know where you're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real easy. We want you to be part of the party, and all you got to do is dial us up, right, baby?
That's right. Give us a call at 540-227-0514. Let it ring, and as a long ring before the voicemail picks up. And if you're international, you can call that same number on WhatsApp.
A weekend just isn't complete for one Hank Hill without cooking on my propane grill and making my Blue Suede Connection.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. I think it's so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Oh, it's crowded, you still can find for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom and be so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and guess. So lonely, baby, oh, they're so lonely, they're so lonely, they pray to die.
Oh, so lonely, baby. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
The postman, he put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time understand.
You're writing on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
How's my old friend, Mr. Misery? I've been away so long, I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. I got no bed to rest my head, no doors or walls or window pane. Now all I needed was the rain. Yes, I did. One drink and all my money, and that honeybee had flown away. I'm about as low as I can go. I don't really mean to complain. Now all I needed was the rain. This rain, all I needed was rain.
From the film Stay Away, Joe, All I Needed Was the Rain. I was going to ask you, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but we've talked about our...
You're going to put me
on the spot. No, not really. What is your... Do you have a favorite Elvis album? Is there any albums that really stand out to you in your collection that
Yeah. Well, I love the From Elvis Presley Boulevard, Memphis, Tennessee is one of my favorite. And a lot of the songs are sort of sad on there.
Yeah.
Elvis was not in a really good place, but I love all the music. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. So anyway, well, TripSavvy.com, I'm not going to do this yet, but after the break, they gave what they feel are the 10 must-have Elvis albums, and we'll see if yours made that list.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, obviously, you know what mine is, Elvis is Back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great album. that.
I just like that because of that transitional period. You know, he was still a rocker when he came out of the Army, but he had matured, and his voice just got so much better. And he does such great blues on that album. And you know I like blues. So,
right, yeah.
So that album works for me. That would be my favorite. We'll see if that made the list.
I'm sure it did.
And we also have Moody Blue coming up, and you're going to share an interesting topic, Elvis dancing songs.
Mm-hmm.
And is there an Elvis dance song that you like to dance to?
I like a lot of the remixes, actually,
right.
Or the originals, Bossa Nova Babies.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sure, that made the list. All right, we're coming right back at you with all that good stuff and so much great Elvis music happening right after this.
Hey, everybody. Every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at E.P. Boulevard Pawn Shop. Inside that there Marlowe's, and we visit with Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say, Shazam!
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. My name is Emilio Santoro. I am an Elvis tribute act from the United Kingdom, and I've had an amazing time making my Blue Suede connection.
This is Rick from Bedford, Indiana. I just wanted to say I love the Blue Suede connection, and there will never be another Elvis Presley.
Changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby. Like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's when I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. She's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
That's a great album right there, Moody Blue.
I love that album. That's
yeah.
another favorite of mine.
Yeah, we've covered that a lot. And if you had the black album, the original
mm-hmm.
black vinyl, you
yep.
got it, and it's in good shape, you got a little bit of money in
yeah,
your hands
right there.
Yeah,
it's about $2,000 last
yeah.
I looked.
Absolutely. And I had the blue album. I did not have
I
the
think
black vinyl.
Most people did because
right.
the black is what came out before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed it to blue after he died. So.
Well, TripSavvy.com gave the 10 must-have Elvis albums. And guess what falls in at number 10?
Moody Blue.
Moody Blue. Ah. They said you got to have Moody Blue in your possession.
I
there
have
you
to
go.
Leave that.
Number nine. I know we have this. We use it a lot. Elvis 30 number ones.
Yes.
Great sounding album. The sound quality of that song say.
I know you talk about that a lot.
Sound quality. I'm a sound kind of guy, baby.
Yep.
Number eight on their list, the ultimate gospel. You got to have the gospel stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then they come in at number seven with He Touched Me, which is gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they feel that whole album deserves its own little number.
It does, and it's a great album.
Yeah. Number six, Elvis Christmas album from 1957. Oh, I think every family
Very
has that.
Very popular album as well.
Number five, The Sun Sessions. Yeah, the stuff that started it all. You got to have it.
Yeah.
Number four, you'll like this one, The 50 Greatest Love Songs.
I have that. You know, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Our favorite, you and I agree, this is probably one of his best live concerts, the one recorded live on stage in Memphis.
Yes, I love that.
That's number three on their list. Yep. Number two, The Essential Elvis Presley. I like that album because it's got a lot of alternates on it.
Yeah.
And we use a lot of the stuff from that album.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they number one, they say you got to have that first one, just called Elvis.
Yeah.
From 1956.
Right.
Yeah, you got to have the important
stuff. So neither one of our albums were on there.
Yeah, I was going to say neither one of us made it. But again, you know, that list was okay. I'm not going to condemn that list.
Yeah.
But it probably wasn't a hardcore fan like you and I, so they may see it differently than you and me.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four! We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. Get it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up. Patch it up, baby, to sweep out all our double. Got to patch it up, baby, before a difference pulls us apart. That's the way the good love dies. Let's give it just one more try with that feeling. That old feeling. Hit it, hit it.
Thank you.
Now that you are back, as you look back on your 2 years in the service, what was the most important thing that happened to you during your 2 years?
I had quite a few interesting experiences. Slip out in the snow. HC rations, you know, all the regular thing. But I suppose the biggest thing of all is the fact that I did make it. I made it, but I mean, I tried to play it straight, you know, like everybody else. And all in all, it's been a pretty good experience.
Soldier boy.
Pretty song right there. A little doo-wop happening with it, and just so a pretty. Good all-around tune right there.
Mm-hmm.
I could slow dance to that one.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
But I can't fast dance. I don't have that kind of rhythm. I don't have the confidence in myself to get out there and do that either.
Yeah.
But you do. You like to dance, and lots of people out there like to dance.
Get your boogie on.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Elvis and dancing here.
All righty. Well, ElvisRocksOnline.com has released the 10 best Elvis songs to dance to.
Okay.
And so we're going to start at number 10. They've got Blue Suede Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is Love Me Tender. That would be a slow song.
Yes.
Number 8, Can't Help Falling in Love. Another lovely slow song, often right. played at weddings.
Those two I can handle.
First dance weddings, I think, where they come out and do their first dance mm-hmm. together. 7, Hound Dog.
Now, could you dance to Hound Dog, really?
I probably wouldn't, but I guess you probably could. Don't Be Cruel, yes, totally could dance to. Burning Love, number 5, absolutely could dance to that. This is one of my favorite to dance to, number 4, Rockahula Baby. I love that, and I also love number 3, Bossa Nova Baby.
Yeah.
Very good. Viva Las Vegas is a good song to dance to, but I like the remix. It's a little more fun.
Makes sense,
Number 1, I just totally would not dance to this, and that is Jailhouse Rock.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was
jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jail out rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer bought from Eleanor with crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the whole cell block. Come on and do the jail hard rock with me. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the whole cell block.
Every time I hear this song now, I picture that video of those girls at scuff dancing.
I never, what?
That's scuff? The big, yeah, if you go on YouTube, that was like the first song.
Oh, it's my.
All, they do it with their feet, they just slide and they're doing all these weird dances, and that's the song that really,
Okay, that went over my head.
I showed it to you before, I'll show you after the show
today.
I think it's called scuff dancing or something to that effect. Everybody out there knows what I'm talking
about.
Some
new thing?
It's fairly new, a couple years old.
So probably nobody knows what you're talking about.
Well, they do. Anybody that surfs Elvis on YouTube knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see. I'll show you. And then you're going to be scuff dancing all through the townhome here.
Somehow I doubt it.
But by the way, baby, you know, one of your very favorite Elvis songs that you picked is going to come up in just a few minutes. You know that, right?
Oh, I know.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, but first we got to do this. But we're right back with the TL pick here on Blue Suede Connection. Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival.
A world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Her eyes tell the story so well. She tries hard to hide. So little expected, too often neglected. A woman stripped of her pride. Always so careful not to cry until I fall asleep. And there, in the silence, she lies with a tear on her cheek. The thought comes to mind that I read it somehow, or hear it, I can't quite. That a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. She knows I don't love her, although heaven knows her. Her reason for living is to go right on giving. One thing that she's been denied. Without any warning, in the wee hours of the morning, she cries. Her deep inside, she tries so to hide, is beginning to show in her eyes. And a thought comes to mind that I read it sometimes, or hear it, I can't quite. That a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. Yeah, a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing.
There you go. One of TL's picks there. Woman Without Love.
Song is so sad, but I still love it.
I know, and I know it. I don't, when I'm down, I'm afraid to listen to stuff like that because then I'll get more down.
Sometimes you just need a good cry.
It'll take me way on down. And I wouldn't like that. You deal with emotions much better than I do. I guess it's a girl thing, isn't it?
Probably.
In most cases.
Probably.
Hey, folks, if that was your favorite song, we'd love to know about it. And, you know, we tell you all the time, we really want to hear from you. And I don't want to sound like I'm begging, but I am.
You are.
We would love to hear from you. We gave you a phone number. We have an amazing blog page / show page. Mm-hmm. And TL has did some amazing, amazing blogs on there from all types of subjects revolved around Elvis Presley.
Right.
From, I don't even want to get started. because you just covered so
much. Yeah. To the suites, to the bands, to shows, just to everything. It's, Haunted Memphis.
Yeah, if you like reading about Elvis, you want to come to our blog page. Mm-hmm. Babe, direct them to it. How do they get there?
Well, come on over to blue-suede-connection.blogspot.com. And you can also find that link on Facebook. If you type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar, it'll pop right up, and it's on our Facebook page, too. So
we'd love to hear from you. Here's one I picked. I like this song. Always liked it. It's one of my favorites.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, our love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear, keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. For the rest of my days, I'll never part from you, for your loving ways. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part from you for your loving way. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear,
so Nancy and I have made our Blue Suede connection, and we're glad you did too.
nothing.
Why, why?
But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way.
Love that song.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
really
sound.
Really pretty. Absolutely. You know how a lot of artists today that are still around and have been around a long time
mm-hmm.
will sometimes go back to their old material and bring it back into the studio and do it
sure,
new again?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Elvis never did that, and I wish he had.
He just didn't live long enough.
No.
Yeah.
But this was the closest we had because he did a song in Jailhouse Rock in 57 called Young and Beautiful.
Right.
So during the rehearsals for Elvis on tour, he just messed around a little bit, was just playing around, and did this song. And I always think, man, if he just would have went in the studio and did this professionally, it would
yeah.
be so great.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the rehearsals from 72.
You're so young, and I'm so you're beautiful, and I love you so. Your lips are red, your eyes are shy, shame the stars that glow. So fill these lonely arms of mine and kiss me tenderly. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful. You're so young and beautiful. You're everything I love. Your angel smile, your gentle touch are all I'm dreaming of. Oh, take this heart I offer you and never say. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful. Damn, what's his name?
Not that much.
To me.
I really didn't know what the yelling was about. I didn't realize it. I was moving. My body was moving. It was a natural thing to me.
Here, love me. You know what I want you to say. people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
a world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Here we go. We're still rolling. This will be five.
Give me love, what would you decide? What a fortune, all night. Fill up
home, back home, but since the promised land, calling the nipple boys over the line.
A little bit of guitar, different sounds there, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
That was take number 5. That wasn't the official cut.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. Today it is Dan and TL's picks. We picked the ones we know that you like and a couple of our favorites.
That's right.
And you said, why don't we play Promised Land? I said, okay. And we just dug in real quick and grabbed one, and it happened to be that one.
Yep.
And I like that. That's from the Stax Sessions there. Great sessions. He did those in Stax Studios back in 1973, I believe it was, and put out some great songs, a great album. All right, baby, we got so much good stuff coming the second hour. We're going to talk about the best soundtrack songs.
Okay.
You know, every soundtrack, we always say, has one golden nugget on it, if nothing else.
And these are movie soundtracks,
yeah, movie
right?
soundtracks. Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And you've got an amazing story. I don't know if it's amazing. It's kind of frustrating, but yet a happy ending. And that's the song, If I Can Dream.
Mm-hmm.
What went on behind closed doors with that song? It almost didn't happen because of one individual, but luckily it did happen, and it's an amazing song. But you're going to tell that story, and then we're just going to play all kinds of great Elvis music, all decades, all Elvis, all here on what, baby?
Blue Suede Connection.
Here's the man.
I enjoy it. You know, people wonder how I do it night after night or something. I really like it. I'm perfect at home out there. I may lose 4 or 5 pounds a show easily, but I don't mind it. I've been doing it ever since I've been in this business.
Dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. I was down to my last cigarette, and the clock in the window at 10:45. I was watching all the people passing by me, going places. Just the loneliest guy in the town, looking for a friend to smile, but all that I could see were faces and faces. Like the taste of milk and honey, I found the stranger I've been looking for. The way my cup of love was overflowing, I knew the stranger in the crowd, and I would be strangers no more. Love had found us on that corner at 10:45. I thought you were too good to be true. All my life I had believed
dreams was only living heaven. But now we share the taste of milk and honey. Each day it's sweeter than the day before. My cup of love is overflowing. He calls a stranger in the crowd, and I would be strangers no more. Play some more.
That's one of those songs you really don't hear very much.
Right, yeah.
Stranger in the Crowd, great album. Mm-hmm. That come off of That's the Way It Is. That was back in the early 70s when he was really coming back into the live concert scene.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, good stuff right there. We've been talking about this. You know, every soundtrack, Elvis movie soundtrack, whether the movie's great or not, whether the whole album as a whole was great or not, they all always had at least one good, great nugget on that album.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So OneCountry.com give their 9 best soundtrack tunes.
Okay.
At number 9, they got Rubberneckin' from Change of Habit.
Good one.
But I don't think that's the best song in the movie, but it's an okay
yeah.
song.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, You Don't Know Me from Clam Bake.
Good one.
Number 7, City by Night, Double Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, one of your favorites you mentioned earlier in your list, Bossa Nova Baby
mm-hmm.
from Fun in Acapulco.
Yeah.
Number 5, Flaming Star from the film Flaming Star.
Yeah.
Number 4, Viva Las Vegas, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jailhouse Rock, that makes every list we do.
Exactly.
And of course the same movie. Number 2 surprises me, Crawfish. All the great songs in King Creole. There's nothing
yeah.
wrong with Crawfish.
No, it's nice.
But King Creole has some great tunes in it. I'm surprised that's the one they
went
with.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't pick Trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and the number one pick they have is from this movie, Blue Hawaii, and right here is that tune. You know what it is, baby?
Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling. So it goes, some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole
Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Since she rejected me, there's nothing left to say. Yeah. Who wants to buy a heart? Oh, yeah. One broken lover's heart. One broken heart for sale. Well, she would not listen to the things my heart was saying. She turned and walked away and told me I was playing. Some guys have all the luck, my heart hasn't any. I think I'll paint a sign, I'll sail for a penny.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh, yeah.
One broken lover's heart. One broken heart for sale. Who wants to buy a heart?
My poor heart.
One broken lover's heart.
The only thing worse than a good beating is missing Blue Suede Connection. If you miss Blue Suede Connection, forget about it. There ain't no way back.
Hey Joe, don't be a fool. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, then you can start.
Making the world upon your shoulders.
know what take that was, but that was an alternate take from the 1969 sessions there at American Sound. Hey Jude.
Jude.
Elvis kind of goofing around a little bit, laughing, but he kept going through the song because they have to get, even if they mess up, they keep doing them because they got to get a feel. They got to get
trying to find the groove.
Yeah, and he found it. We heard the original a million times, so I thought we'd just throw in a little different one right there.
I like it.
All right. Coming up, baby, we got a request from a listener, a great song, a great choice. We Can Make the Morning.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then you're going to share the If I Can Dream story, and then we got a TL pick. Yeah. That's all coming up right here on Blue Suede Connection. Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival.
A world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from West Virginia, and I love the Blue Suede Connection. And my favorite Elvis song, We Can Make the Morning.
I just thought I heard a small voice crying. Looked again and saw that it was me. I feel like a little boy denying that he fears the night 'cause he can't see. There are larger thoughts that stop you crying. Don't be scared to search 'cause you may find. Fatal's not a candle for your footsteps. Time rolls back the shadows of your mind. It's a long, long, lonely night. You can make the morning if you try. It's a long, long, lonely night. Oh, you can make the morning if we try. Girl, we can make the morning, you and I. Yeah. Companion, spend the night alone, faith may be. Share it all and see how fears start fading. Chase away the shadows with the flame. Dawn's elusive light is just beginning. Now the day can push away the night. Dreams can make the sun appear much brighter. Hope creates a foothold for life. It's a long, long, long ride. We can make the morning if we try. It's a long, long, long ride. We can make the morning if we try.
Great song request there from Elizabeth. And
very nice.
We aim to please here on Blue Suede Connection. And once again, if you got a favorite Elvis song, you know the number. Give us a call, and we'll try to get that song on for you on one of our upcoming shows. We aim to please, as I said, and we also aim to please with good stories.
Right, yeah.
Now, there's a particular song. It was a really big song for Elvis in 1968, obviously. It was the close of the 1968 comeback special. Probably the biggest song in that entire television special.
Yeah, exactly.
But for some reason, it almost didn't happen. And from there, I will let you tell everybody all about that.
All right. As we know, the 68 comeback special itself wanted to be a Christmas show, according to Colonel Tom Parker.
He wanted it to be a Christmas
show. Yes, yes. And Steve Bender and Elvis really had to fight for every little thing to make it what we know today. And one of those controversies was the closing song. Steve had put two writers, Billy Goldenberg and Earl Brown, on the task to write at the last minute, kind of.
Yeah.
And when they came back into the studio the next morning, they slayed it for Bender, and he loved it. Then they played it for Elvis. Now, Elvis at this time wanted to hear it several times, and by then, Colonel Tom and his gang of cronies were already in the office, and they were hearing the banner going on about the song, and Colonel was already yelling from his office over my dead body.
Yep, sounds like him.
He did not want that song, mostly because I think of the subject matter, the racial subject matter, and he didn't want to end the show on this controversial note, or that, you know, Elvis wasn't a performer that usually did a lot of message songs.
Well, and Martin Luther King had just been shot.
Yes.
And Bobby Kennedy.
Right.
So that's why this was so topical. I don't know if it was racial, but it was very topical.
Well, it touched on, you know, the whole idea of brotherhood, no matter what your skin color was.
Exactly.
And Elvis loved it and wanted to do it. And while he said, I mean, I think the colonel heard Elvis say, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he come running over with all these contracts, because one of the way the colonel really loved to kill a deal was by telling the writer they had to give up all their rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually that would kill the deal. That's what he did to Dolly Parton.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Why Elvis never did Dolly's song,
I Will Always Love You,
because Dolly refused to do that. So Colonel thought this would kill the song, but what ended up happening was one of the songwriters decided, you know, he didn't really write a lot of the lyrics anyway. So he said, you know what, I'll give up mine, but, you know, Billy's not going to, or what have you. The other gentleman wasn't going to do that. And Elvis wanted to do it so bad, they couldn't fight over it.
Wow.
The colonel couldn't get out of it. So Elvis decided, you know, that I'm going to do this and I don't really care. And so then they started to put down the music to it. And originally, they wanted to have Elvis do it live with the band and the orchestra and everything. But Elvis was still not really comfortable with the song. So he had asked that the musicians go ahead and do all their parts first.
Right.
So that he could practice. Originally, he was just going to practice with it that way. But then when they came in late at night, everybody had gone, and Elvis started practicing with the tracks. He was getting very emotional, and he just decided he wanted to do the song with the track instead of the live band. And I mean, you know, at the end of this song, it's said that he's like laying out on the floor in the dark. I mean, he literally did his part vocally in the dark on his knees. I mean, just gut-wrenching.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it shows right here how good it was.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. And understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun? We're lost in a cloud with too many.
strength to dream. He can redeem his soul and fly. Deep in my heart, there's a trembling question. Still, I am sure that the answer's gonna come. Somehow, out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle, yeah. And while I can think, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I can dream, I'll be letting my dream come true.
Hey, friend, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Barney, I got three big words for you.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nights. I was looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I found on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. I had a club they called Big.
swinging a guitar, man. Yeah, yeah.
Take right there. I
yes.
Beg of You by Elvis Presley. Well, the show is just rolling right along today. Lots of great stuff we've been playing, and there's just not enough time in the day to get everything in you want to get in, but we still got some time left. We're going to get some good stuff out there. You have a request you were just talking to me about. We're going to make sure we get that on, and it's Love Coming Down.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, we'll get that on, and we got a little gospel music coming up. It's just too much music. What's to do? What's to do, baby?
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if He sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival.
A world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Melissa.
And we made our Blue Suede Connection.
Now you treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore. It looks like I'm never gonna fall in love.
about my pride. When you fell for someone else, baby, I broke down and cried. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love.
Necessarily pick that one, but that's one will be on your list, though, isn't it? It's one of the greater songs that you love.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I heard that the other day on one of my playlists. I thought, oh my, we haven't played that in a long time.
Well,
so, yeah.
Then you're a happy girl today with the music, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been sort of running you around the board here. Play that. No, wait, play that.
Well, I won't forget your Love Coming Down. We're going to get that on, and we're going to end the show with your favorite live performance by Elvis.
Mm.
And instead of talking, why don't we just get to it? What do you think? A little more gospel do good for you?
Sure.
All right.
Well, Elijah, he saw a mighty number. Well, in the middle of the air. Well, Elijah, he saw a mighty number. Well, in the middle of the air. God Almighty, well, Elijah, he saw a mighty number. Well, in the middle of the air. Well, Elijah, he saw a mighty number. He saw a man, he had 12 bright stars in his right hand. When his eyes flashed fire like the burning sun, old John got scared, he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go, cause he felt the gospel cutting like a two-way sword. Then he heard a voice, he said, John, you take a look, and be what you see, and he's right in there with the book he saw. Well, angels and I just saw my number.
There is quite a group of people who don't sort of approve of the thing you do. They seem to think that it contributes to juvenile delinquency and all sorts of things. Given any thoughts to the unpopular side of your audience?
Yes, sir, I have. I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone is only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example.
Well, you rock my soul.
Down in the bosom of Miami, you rock.
Down in the bosom
of Miami, you rock my soul.
Down in the bosom
of Miami,
you rock. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Light up over promises that are made. For the first time in my life, I know now how it feels to be afraid. I don't know what I'd do if you go away. This will sure be one lonely old town. For a man so busy going up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Love coming down. I remember all the times you told me love's all that mattered to you. And looking back now, wondering how I believe I had things more important to do. I can see how I must have looked to you like some fool on a merry-go-round. Another man so busy going up in the world that he couldn't see love going down. Love going down. Can't you see how everything I've learned would just be wasted if you leave me. You just give me one more try. I swear I'll always be here when you need me. If you can find it in your heart to forgive me, I'll try to keep both my feet on the ground. Forgive a man so busy going up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Love coming down.
Oh, man.
Woo, that was good.
I've got to tell you something, though. If we did an entire two-hour show with your picks, we would all need a jug of wine or some kind of liquor.
I wouldn't pick all songs.
We would all need tissue, so we'd all be crying and upset and emotional messes by the end of the 2 hours.
You lie. You lie, dog.
I like a rug, don't I? Okay. Any closing words for our friends this week?
I just want to thank everyone for joining us once again. We love you guys. We wouldn't be here without you.
Absolutely. And we just closed with one of your picks, and we're going to close officially with your favorite live song. I think this is your favorite.
Is this show all about me?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always about you, baby.
It's all about me.
It's from 1977. You love the How Great Thou Art. That's your favorite version.
Yeah.
So we're going to close with that. Folks, we're going to do all this again next week, and we do really love you. Thanks for being part of things. Same bat time, same bat channel. Here's E.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I lost and wandered, consider all the big worlds I have made. I see the stars, and I hear the rolling thunder. I power throughout, though you display.
Sing it, fellas.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation to take me home, what joy shall fill my heart?
Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. Hell that sings my soul, my soul must say, my God, to thee.
I have a few guilty pleasures in life, a good Texas steak, Sunday football, and of course the greatest pleasure in the world, cooking with propane and listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival.
A world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Elvis has left the building.
Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.